Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Cynthia Mahjong.
Oh,
Preach.
How y'all doing? Welcome, live people, to this lovely show tonight. I am as tired, but we're here. We are here. And tonight, yes, we are going to drink. I have my Malibu pineapple and some ginger ale.
Uh-oh.
We're going to drink. We're going to cut. Ron is going to smoke. We're going to get some appropriate things. We're going to talk about how trashy humans are. We're going to do all of that. We may not sometimes be your cup of tea, but to somebody, I am tequila. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Why you had to go all the way from tea to tequila, nigga? It ain't nothing in between. Like, you couldn't say orange juice?
Mm-mm. Right?
Mm-mm. No, man, she go from, you know what I'm saying? Tea to tequila. And goddamn, I see the alliteration. But you should have said, you could have said tea to fucking iced tea. No, he didn't want the tequila.
Iced tea is not sweet. Tequila is strong and good for you.
Sound like mud. But never mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, man.
Be quiet. Really again. So
they're strong and good for you.
So how are y'all doing? Y'all good? Y'all good?
Yeah.
Y'all not good?
I'm good. I made it through the week.
Can I be totally honest with you, Taylor?
Oh, no.
No, I can't be?
Go ahead.
Yes, you can.
Me and Kitty did the show, me and her, and we was like, yo, I think we gonna cut this shit down to a 2-man show. Cause we was the shit. We was the shit. Like, we entertained the fuck out of ourselves.
Yeah, we did. We really did.
Like, I don't know if nobody else liked it.
Hey, we don't care. But we had a good time. Y'all should have been here.
Well, that is wonderful, because I really could have used y'all. I really could have used all that good time, because I was at work and baby. It was a nightmare. Because first of all, you have all of these older people that ain't been outside, so they don't know how to act. Now you throw in some cognac, and you got drunk older people everywhere.
So now let me ask you a question. When they they intake said cognac, does that make the old people move slower, or does it make them move faster but more unstable?
Slower and unstable.
Oh shit! I didn't see that one coming.
They move slower and unstable. Child, when the show was over, we trying to get everybody to go. We got to get these people out their seats. They passed out drunk. They had two drinks and then fell asleep.
Yeah, wait. I feel like y'all trying to take shots at me? Y'all trying to take shots at me?
I'm taking shots. They were taking shots at me.
Y'all taking shots at me? He took two drinks and fell asleep? What y'all trying to say?
Yep. You took six shots and fell asleep.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about somebody great-granddaddy. Somebody great-granddaddy had them drinks, and then he fell asleep. So we trying to wake him up. He going to say, oh, he waiting for New Edition to come on. Sir, New Edition came on already. You have missed the entire show.
I feel you. He
missed the entire thing Hold on, wait.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to stop the process. Is that Andre I hear?
Yeah. Yes.
Where the fuck this nigga come from? I ain't hear him. My nigga Dre. I got a question for you a little later, Dre. I'm sorry. Continue, Taylor.
Like, it was just a mess. You had somebody granddaddy out there. They drunk. They can't hold their liquor. The grandmas can't hold their liquor. Like, they can't walk in their shoes. Like,
And then they had to walk by you to get to the damn bathroom because they couldn't sit the fuck still.
Oh, and these tickets was not cheap. None of these tickets was cheap. And for the amount of running back and forth that they did past me, there's no way you enjoyed this show.
Exactly.
Ain't no way.
It was this fucking old couple that was sitting beside me. These two motherfuckers moved the whole goddamn show. I'm talking about they kept going to the bathroom. Every time he got the fuck up, here she come. Wait for me. I got tired of goddamn moving. So I got pissed off and moved in the damn with the seat below me because there wasn't nobody sitting right there. Then here come the little punk-ass usher. Sir, you got to sit in your seat. Bitch, tell these motherfuckers to sit the fuck down. That's what moves.
See, shit like that. Everybody be mad at us, but it's like, ain't nobody tell you and Miss Ernestine to be out here drinking. Like, y'all don't know that y'all bladder is bad.
For real.
I understand this y'all first time out since the COVID, but you and Miss Ernestine got to sit down. like, you got to sit down. They ain't want to sit down. They ain't, like, y'all too old for this. And then not to mention the throwing up everywhere. Like, y'all too, like, ma'am, you are too old to be out in public throwing up because you drink too much. But I will tell you this, New Edition and Jodeci put on a hell of a show. They put on a hell of a show. They did really good. And Bobby came with them. And, you know, he was able to do his little two-step. So, I was impressed. Now, if
I'm not
going to
have you talking bad
people,
about Bobby Brown. We're not going to have Bobby Brown slander on the show.
Hey, I can't.
No, he was wonderful. He did his little two-step. He held all his notes together. Everything.
Yeah, Johnny.
I was very proud of him. He did a wonderful job. Now, Johnny Gill, on the other hand,
Yeah, he was struggling. He was struggling.
Johnny Gill then got he then got a little he out here looking like Big Luther.
Hey, thank you. And everybody kept saying that Bobby Brown was big. I'm like, y'all don't see goddamn Johnny? Is this motherfucker huge?
Yeah, he out here, he looking like Big Luther. Not Big Luther, Big Luther. That's what he look like.
I ain't fucking with you. Yeah, he like a Big Luther.
Yeah, he was out here like Big Luther.
I'm done.
And he was trying to hit them notes. Baby, you can't no more. Okay, you can't do that. You're too heavy. You can't do it. You can't hold the notes, son. And it's okay. And it's okay.
Yeah, you looking like Ruben studied old little brother.
Yes.
Yep.
And Jodeci came, and all four of them showed up, and they sounded good, too. I said, look at this. They even got off the smack and the booger sugar. They was together. They had their dance move. I was impressed.
I'm going to ask you this one time only. Smack and booger sugar, for real?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Serious.
I'm serious.
KC! Joe Dog! Delvin! Devontae! Them booger sugar? Are you talking about?
The booger sugar. You know,
yeah,
the coke.
I'm in love with the coke.
Yes, the cocaína. Yes, that. Everybody was on one accord. They hit their little dance moves. They sang their little songs. I said, Jodeci better do it.
It's been a while. Come back home. How do you say it?
Yeah,
they're doing it.
They did all that. Hit the notes and the dances, too. Got to get on up now. Yeah, they did all that. They did really good.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. All right. Question. If y'all had to pick an R&B group that y'all had the most sex to, which group would it be?
I've been talking this whole time.
Oh, no.
If she ain't fucking paying attention, she over there probably fucking finger fucking somebody on her phone or some dumb shit.
No, I was sitting here drinking my Malibu and pineapple, eating my potato chips and my soup combo. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to put my phone on mute. still, because I eat these potato chips. So I was sitting in my car and I was trying to get us on track. And I was like, why are you not listening to me? What? And so I didn't realize my phone was on me.
Whatever.
I heard y'all talking about
Johnny B. But she gonna shit on me because I'm fucking tired and I fell asleep. But she got her motherfucking phone on motherfucking mute for 45 minutes and it's my fault. It's not her fault. See what I'm saying? That bullshit. Let's talk about it.
Ain't nobody said that. Ain't nobody said that. Not a person said that.
At all.
Oh.
At all. Nobody said that. You just
nobody
had that
said
in the chamber. You was locked and ready. You was ready for no reason. You was ready for no reason. Ain't nobody say that.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Wait, maybe I'm one blunt too early for that. My bad.
Yes. 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 You're a little early.
My bad.
But
let me get my lemonade and I'll smoke this one. Sorry. As you were, proceed.
I feel like this lady thinks, y'all, my Malibu and pineapple is on my phone. And I feel like I need another one.
All right. If you're just going to talk about your alcoholism, you can go back on mute, young lady. We were having a good conversation.
But anyway, so let's get on track. So, tonight, we are talking about...
The question was,
people.
Which group have you fucked the most to?
I haven't done anything. When those groups were out, I was in middle school. Was not doing it yet.
So then would it be Jagged Edge, nigga? I mean, who the fuck? Nigga, what the fuck?
You know what? We didn't really do that to my music. We didn't work to my music. They didn't do the deal.
So would it be fucking the Hot Boys? Wobbly, wobble, 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 wobble. Like, who the fuck was it, nigga?
Nobody.
Yo, why don't you go back to your liquor? All right, go Dre.
You heard me drinking the last few words. Where's my other ginger ale?
All right, so,
I ain't gonna lie.
So all right, so mine was Jagged Edge.
Okay.
Jagged Edge, and then it went, and then it was a lot of Jagged Edge. It was nowadays it's it's a lot of Maxwell.
Okay.
And dependent and I'm not gonna lie to you, depending on the day, it might be something else. It might be something else. I don't know.
Yo, I can see you come in the room and be like, that's why I fucked your bitch. Make money. Make money.
Listen. It was a Friday night and we had a show. It was one too many drinks in, and it very well. What the hell was it? It was something. What was we playing? But what I do know is that when we did, like, for whatever reason, like, the little ones asleep, this was before Supreme went away to college. I think he was away at basketball camp. My little brother, like, it was quiet in here. Man, we got up and had... The couch was in the kitchen, and we were trying to figure shit out, and it was a wild night. It was a wild night. It was a wild night.
Nigga, how does the couch get near the Crisco? How the fuck does that happen?
We don't know, and we don't have no answers.
Nigga, the fridge and the futon don't go together.
I understand that, but it was damn near in the kitchen, and we don't know. And
there are not supposed to be cushions in the freezer, young lady.
understand that, but it was a wild, fun night, and it was just.
Did you take pictures? Any pictures? Any pictures? Any documentation?
I don't believe so. I never. If you did, I don't. I don't even remember.
Neither I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of said photographs.
Okay, all I can tell you is that it was a wild night, and
they're not in my phone.
Right. I don't have them. So.
Oh shit, that's funny.
I don't know.
So all right, so if I had to pick a top three groups, right? New Edition. This one is very touchy, and I'm going to apologize in advance. Technically, it's a group because it was public announcement with R. Kelly. Nigga. That album right there, nigga. And so he only got one album, but his album spanned the whole fucking New Edition catalog. There's a lot of fucking that year. Anyway, and then the last one would be Intro. That Intro album, nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I done got like five girls pregnant to come inside, at least.
Oh, Lord.
See what I'm saying? I mean, I done shot up multiple clubs. I'm like a habitual club shooter upper to come inside.
Well, I will have to say there was a song by Nick called When We Kiss.
I'm not going to lie. Honestly, we're actually past you in your answers. Because you sitting on that. I was in junior high school when y'all were doing that. I was in grade school. I didn't fuck the music. We didn't like the hot boys. We ain't like the fucking hot girls. We ain't like hot dogs.
I had to think about it.
Okay, so next.
And the song was called When We Kiss. Eric.
It wasn't the butter love. You ain't fucked the butter love. Come on, man.
You know, but now Nick had a whole album full of stuff.
Yeah. I was about to say because you know, like in the springtime, you give off that like that butter complexion.
I'll put my butt on somebody's phone in the club, baby. We'll be grinding. I can see you excited. Oh yeah, yeah. I put my butt on somebody.
Mm. This nigga is reckless with that rump.
Wait, Ron, she what?
Reckless.
She is reckless with that rump.
Oh man.
I'm just saying. She's talking about like nigga. Oh whoa, that's a little too much excitement for a nigga.
Ooh, how I can't fight it.
Motherfucker be like, excuse me, ma'am, can you just rub one cheek on me? Just one cheek? I can't take both. Both of them? No. My friend is right here next to me. Can he have one of your cheeks?
No. Because your friend is ugly, and I'm trying to put my butt on you.
You stupid that your friend is ugly.
Oh, my God. You can't say
yo, look at the nigga. If the nigga had a twin, I would let him run a train. Oh, shit, I'm stupid. I need to stop drinking and drugging.
I've been, you know what? I done gulped that down. I'm mad because I want another one, and I don't want to go back downstairs to the bar.
I ain't even going to, I'm not going to talk about you gulping anything down. Not going to do it. Please continue. Tell us, take over.
I'm going to send y'all a picture in the inbox, and this is going to be me all summer. Don't judge me. Judge your mama.
Wait a minute. What?
Why my mama?
Judge your mama. Judge your mama.
You know what?
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to get on.
Hey, you know what? I'm not even upset at this.
See?
I bet you your skin's gonna be good to the motherfucker.
I'm not even mad. Go ahead. And that's okay.
Awesome, I'm alone.
Nigga, the worst thing in that is the Prosecco.
That's the worst thing,
come on, where's the downside?
Judge your mama.
We're getting on track.
On track. Three hours late.
Okay. A whole hour and a half. But anyway.
26 minutes.
Have y'all noticed how people have switched up and changed up, especially when they get around certain people? And
yes.
You're like, my bitch. So here's the thing. Bitches don't realize the person that I am. I treat everybody the same way, right? I'm going to love you until you get on my nerves, and I don't love you no more.
That's not true.
I know, but sometimes you get on my nerves, and for whatever reason, I still...
Thank you, because I'm living proof of that.
He gets on my last nerves. But if for some reason... For some reason, we have some of the best freaking conversations, and I don't know why.
I don't know neither.
But see, the thing is this. We don't change up on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though we may be growing in direction, and we don't switch up on each other. Because, yeah, I'm doing X, Y, Z, but I can look to you and say, hey, Ron, I'm doing X, Y, Z, and you'll still support that shit. Ain't no hating in that shit. Ain't no jealousy in that shit. It's like, oh, you're doing this? What can I do to try to help you get there? You know what I'm saying?
So that's what you mean by switching up. Okay.
Right. Like, they switch up their whole, like, they get jealous or have an attitude that you are doing something else without them. You say to them, hey, listen, the company that you're keeping right now is trash. Now, it's up to you if you want to keep saying company. But please understand that I will remove myself from said equation because I feel like your trash could become my trash, and I don't want your trash. And here's the thing. People who, like legit, they talk shit behind people's backs and be smiling and kicking in their fucking face the next day. It's had to shit first my nerves. But that's how we got here. Because it's this chick. I don't mind hanging with her. She's a cool person. You know what I'm saying? We go out to eat, ha ha, kiki, whatever. But some of her friends ain't shit. And she know her friends ain't shit because we've had the conversation that her friends ain't shit. But I know for a fact that you said some shit about me that's probably not true because you hanging with your ain't shit friends. But your ancient friends don't know you ain't been talking. You've been talking trash about me. But y'all keep seeing smiling up at each other's face. Now that's the type of shit I don't work with. I said what I said.
Yes.
If I don't like you, I don't like you. I don't. If I don't like you, I don't like you. If you do some shit out in public that I don't agree with, I'm going to correct you right there in public, and best believe you can't go nowhere else with me. I no longer like you. But I'm the bad guy. I'll be the bad guy. So you're not about to sit up in the public and embarrass me. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
I'm going to gather you up so quick about your wig. Sorry. But that's what we're here about.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
Does someone have the right to change their mind about what they choose to support?
They absolutely have the right to change their mind, and that is okay. What I'm talking about is that you continue to complain and complain and complain about some shit that you need to change, but you ain't changed it yet. You complain about people not having fucking jobs, but you not help, and they don't even want to help to get a job. So why are you still hanging with people who ain't got no job? That's doing nothing but bringing you down. But you get posting stuff like how do females sleep with men who are unemployed. The same way men sleep with bitches who ain't got no job and trying to get no job and don't ever think they're going to have a job. Cardi B said, broke
right,
niggas
so,
don't deserve no pussy. Shoot, broke bitches don't deserve
so
no pussy.
So now let's ask ourselves a question. You stupid. You got a person that's in that position, right, where they shouldn't be with a certain group, but they stay with that certain group because that certain group is pulling them down, right? Is it possible the reason they stay with that group is because they don't have very many options?
You got options. You just choose to stay with it. You don't want
So then the answer to my question is no, is no chance that they don't have very many options.
They don't make okay. So you know you can choose. You can make your own options. You don't have to have options given to you. You can make your own options.
But I never disagreed or agreed with that. You're right, but that don't answer my question.
If somebody suggests, I don't know, because if someone suggests to you, hey, look, you're tired of being an XYZ job, right? You don't have little kids, so you don't have anybody got to get to and from the schoolhouse, okay? Why don't you take you a couple of classes and see what you know, if you want to get into something different? I don't have time for that. What do you mean you don't have time? You get on this internet and you complain about the dumb shit all day long. You got time. You don't necessarily have to go over to someone's schoolhouse to do the schoolwork. You can do it online. It can be self-paced. So you making excuses is what?
It can be a manifestation of your fear. It could be a manifestation of your not knowing how to leave the people that you're with. It could be survivor's remorse, and you have some kind of guilt that you should be with these people. It could be that the last time you tried to do exactly what you're saying, you failed, so now you're scared to fail again. Thanks. My only point in saying that and asking the question is, I get what you're saying, but whenever a grown-ass person doesn't do some shit that is obvious for them to do, it says to me that there's a problem. Maybe we should look at that. Because usually easy, regular shit that's logical, people do it. When you don't do it, there's a problem. Make sense?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't agree or disagree. I think that a lot of times what happens is people want you to do it for them. Like, yes. we're in the age now where you can pick up the phone and decide you want some groceries, and you can order your groceries. You can get it in 20 minutes. Like, you can get it in 2 hours. Like, so we're at the point now where people really don't think that they have to do anything. Like, they don't. Like, they don't feel like they have to do anything. Like,
and it's even to the point
I should be able. I should be able to tell you. I should be able to tell you my problem, and then you should be able to solve it for me, and that's that. And that's what people really think happens. Like, this is where we're at. Like, people really think, like, this is what should be happening. I don't necessarily think it's a problem. I think that it could be, and I also think that people are very lazy. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I see it on a day-to-day basis, like literally day-to-day. Like, people are lazy. And I'm not talking about people who take the day off and because they're burnt out or things like that. I'm talking about, like, genuinely lazy. Like, I'm not going to do all that. I want you to do it for me. Because, again, like you said, there very well could be a problem. It could be. But I also think there's a small percentage of people that are just like, I'm lazy and I'm not going to do it, and I want you to do it.
There are definitely people who do that. I don't dispute that in the least. So I go back to my life, and I knew of a young lady who we look at as lazy. And she used to always have people do this, always have people do this, always have people do this for her. And it turned out that the heifer was going blind. And she couldn't see. And she didn't want to admit to people that she was going blind. You know what I'm saying? So she would get, hey, can you do this? He just, you know. And then it started getting to the point where it was almost like when she was going through the diagnosis, well, you know, I can't really see that much. Can you do this? Whereas if she had her magnifying glass and sat down there and took her time, she could have did it. So, yes, she was lazy. She could have done it. But she was lazy because she didn't want to admit to her limitations. You know what I'm saying? She was lazy because she didn't want people to look at her differently. You see what I'm saying? So even in her being lazy, it was something behind that. Now, I'm not saying everybody has that reason. I'm not gullible enough to think that just because everybody's fucking lazy and 800 pounds overweight is because they got daddy or mommy issues. Now, some motherfuckers are just fucking fucks. I get it. But a lot of times, it's, you know what I'm saying? Whenever shit, the obvious ain't done, it's a reason. When I heard you first say it, I was like, I wonder what spurred her to have this this topic.
You know what?
The way it comes from.
It just irritating me how some people just like to act. And I'm like, yo, you're too fucking old to be acting like that. Like, and you know how some people don't have their own personality? Like, every time, let's say
all
you
right.
meet somebody new every single time.
What does that mean, okay. though? What does that mean, you're too old to be doing that? What does that mean?
You're too old to be on some following shit. Somewhere in there.
Okay. One could say that there are certain things that you do that are following that you shouldn't be doing that are detrimental to your health that you still do because you're following. One could say that about you, too.
What, my drinking?
I'm not pointing at anything in particular. You can do the pointing. I'm just saying that that statement I made is true.
Really, Ronald?
I'll go so far as to say this. That statement is true about me, too. I'm not throwing a rock at you that I won't throw at myself. My point in saying that is we often be stupid. We often, you know what I'm saying, be looking at people, and I do it too. We be looking at motherfuckers, but when we really look at motherfuckers, in other words, I seen this dude the other day, this cow saying, you're looking at me, that crackhead. I'm like, yo, he an addict? Ooh. You a fucking addict. I'm a fucking addict. This is his drug of choice is different than mine and yours. Who the fuck are you to look down on him? No, I mean, if you was really that so fucking gangster, you put that bottle down and went and pick it up again, nigga. He said, well, you got to bring your hand. I'm not calling him a fucking crackhead. You are. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? I ain't throwing stones at the nigga. But you know how that go. But I just say I feel what you're saying. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes we gotta have some empathy in our hearts.
Shit. Okay. Oh, me not have empathy? Please, I'm the first person to give somebody some empathy and feel sorry for somebody. But sometimes you need to get up off your ass and do some shit. You want to stop complaining about some shit? Get up and make a change.
What you mean? FTN?
What?
Fuck that nigga?
Fuck that bitch, nigga.
I mean, sometimes it's FTN.
I ain't drank all my drinks.
Did this nigga just put the straw to the bottom of the receptacle and inhale?
Yes.
Is that what this nigga just did?
Yes. Yes. But that's not the first time. That's the second time this show.
Yo, did this nigga just take the last 3.4 ounces and suck it all up at once?
Yes.
I didn't act like I
and she
want to
talk about somebody, and she got empathy. Nigga, did you empathize with my eardrums?
Kill yourself.
Oh, God, I set my lawn. But I just feel that people, and people tend to flock to others because they feel like, oh, that this person is not going to push me or whatever reason. Like, for me, I always want the best for my friends. I want them to go and do bigger things and be better at some shit. If you don't want to, you know what? You just sit over there and you look stupid. Just be stupid for that nigga. Be stupid for that girl. Be stupid for all types of shit. But I ain't about to sit here and continue to watch you be stupid. It's cold.
I'm done.
Wow, I need to plug up my laptop.
Lord have mercy. All right, so let me ask you this then.
No.
I'm going to ask anyway. Somebody, like, how far does somebody have to go out on that limb with you, know what I'm saying, before they like, all right, I can't go no further? So in other words, you say you want to do something, and the thing you want to do is buy a car, and the person's like, yo, you know what? I got you. 30 days, you need a car? We can do that shit. That's nothing. We can make that happen, okay? You come back next year, same job, credit score basically the same. You ain't hit no lotto. Ain't nobody dying left you no money. And you say, you know what? Fucking car. I want to buy a spaceship. I ain't following you on that trip, nigga. I'm not going with you that far on that branch.
Well, first of all, you ain't even got no
coffee.
You didn't have no spaceship. So you
said,
don't
stupid stuff after me. Your last name ain't Bezos. Your last name ain't fucking Musk. None of that shit.
Like, you said you want a spaceship? You mean telling me you want
Branson,
a quarter?
Listen, So, like, should that person support you for on your spaceship missing you? Or should they look at you like, nah, son, I ain't going on that one with you? Like, how far is too far? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Right. I get it. What's the extreme?
No. I don't want to know the extreme. I want to know what's one step past the minimum. Now, I don't want to know the extreme. The extreme is the fucking space shuttle. But what's the one step past? So is like a car is that? It's nothing. Is a bus the minimum? Know what I mean? Is a fucking locomotive the minimum? Like, what's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's, whoa,
no,
like, nigga, you out of
frame.
Your mind.
Not the time. You didn't bring time up.
I'm just saying. Like, yeah, I don't want to know the extreme. I want to know what I'm saying. Like, what's...
But okay. So let's say, right, I come to you and say, hey, Vaughn, I want to buy me one of them little buses. You know, the ones that look like party buses, right? More about one of them.
Oh, I got you. I used to have one of them. I can help you with that. Boom. No doubt. I got you.
Boom. Okay. Now, I want to make it into a party bus. And
say less. I got some ideas. I can help you with that all day long. I'm with you.
Okay. So we good. We good right there. But if I say I want to go buy me a Greyhound bus.
Ain't no problem with that. I got a plug or two for that too. It's not as expensive as you think it is. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you so far. Now you go any fucking farther than that. You go any fucking farther than that. What's the next thing you want to fucking buy? I'm listening.
I really want one of them little party brushes. So that when people are like, hey, I want to rent a party bus, but we want to fly to such and such, I could be the transportation to the airport, and we can go from Greensboro to Charlotte with the party, and then y'all take the plane to wherever y'all go. And y'all always say something.
Son, I fucks with you. I got you. I know some people that can help you in your part of town. We'll talk. When you start talking about Greyhound buses, I can get you. I know you can get an old Greyhound bus. I know you can get a tour bus if you want to, you know what I'm saying, go with Lil Boozy on tour.
Not Lil Boozy. She going to be Lil Boozy on the tour.
I'll wipe you down.
She's going to be Lil Boozy.
She's gonna be Little Boozy and Big Boobies.
Oh no, Little Boozy, Big Boobies. Oh, that's your new name.
I'm nuts. I'll wipe it down.
Dummy.
Nah, but my point is that, you know what I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, there's nothing wrong with supporting people, but don't be mad when I don't support that. And just because I don't support that,
don't
be mad that
I'm dumb shit.
You know what I'm saying? And I have the right to say no to your dumb shit, but still fuck with you.
And I think that's what people don't understand. They feel like if you disagree with their fuck shit, it's like, oh, well, she don't like me no more. No, it's not that. I love you. I just don't like the fuck shit that you do. I'm not co-signing no dumb shit. I'm not co-signing you going cross country for a fuck nigga that don't really like you. Like, I'm not going to support that shit. I'm not going to support you going over to some chick's house and busting into her door because your baby daddy is there and y'all ain't even together. I'm not supporting that dumb shit. What I'm going to do is tell you you're stupid if I'm doing dumb shit.
I got you. Can't disagree with that.
You know, she's bad. I love her.
I'll tell you this, though.
What?
So I try to stay on the side of righteous. So it gets me in trouble sometimes because people be like, two people are going at it, and one person think I should be on their side. I'm like, nah, they got a good point, son. They, I think they're right. But you my people. You my man. You did. Whoa, they're right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you don't support other people fuckery. But what people don't realize is I don't support my fuckery neither. So when I fuck up, I know sometimes I'm like, damn, son, you shouldn't have did that. You fucked up. How can you make that better? You know what I mean? Like, damn, son, you know mm-hmm. that wasn't right. So if I don't support my fuckery and I got to, you know what I'm saying, be chastised and go through the shenanigans and the hoops for my shit fuckery, you think yours is exempt to it?
Right.
Hell
right.
No.
Right. You're not exempt.
Not never.
Not ever.
All right.
Boom.
Question.
Answer.
You got what I need. Oh, no, my bad. All right. So you got your ace. And y'all go out. And your ace got a man. She go out, she find some nigga, they go do what they do. They have sex. They have a one night stand. Her man asks you, was she with you all night? Because she said, She went back to your house.
Okay.
He's a piece of shit. He asked you, was she with you all night? What's your answer?
Yep.
You too? Hmm? Both of y'all?
Yeah.
Nigga said. All right. What if he's a good dude? Is the answer still yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's
okay.
With me all night. But here's the thing. He's with me all night. But that's a conversation that she and I are going to have. Like, hey.
Okay. You ready?
What?
I got two more stops on this train.
Okay.
Next stop, he's your boss.
And what they got to do with the person to yourself? She was with me all night. What?
Both of y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was with me.
Last stop,
because
last stop
see,
on the
see,
train.
Here's the thing. That's just my boss. That's not the person that signs my check. So, listen.
No. It is the person that signed your check.
She's still with me.
Thank you.
Because that's my friend, and I'm going to stick beside her.
Last stop on this train.
Because
it's your brother.
I may not say nothing to my brother, but I'm going to quickly correct the shit out of her.
I'm not going to say
nothing to my brother, but I'm definitely going to pull her to the side.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to
pinch her.
So she was with you all night. No. You can't not say nothing to your brother. Either you're going to tell the truth to your brother or you're going to lie to your brother. I need y'all to tell me what y'all are going to do.
I'm not going to say nothing to my brother.
No. You can't not say nothing because he asked you a question. And when he asks you a question, your answer is either going to be a lie or the truth. Which one is it going to be?
She was with me.
She was here, but she met.
A lie. So you're going to lie to your brother?
No, I
think
she was here.
For some funky bitch. You're going to lie
listen,
to your brother for some funky
listen,
bitch.
Listen, what I said. I said she was here, but she left. I don't know when she went after that.
No. See, now you're fronting. I said, no. The question was she with you all night, yes or no? You can't change my question, nigga.
I didn't change your question. I just gave you a different answer.
No, the question was she with you all night?
She was here. Then she left. That's the answer. She was here, and then she left, and I don't know where she went. Case closed.
So now, do you know what time she left?
I don't know.
So then how could you say she was there all night? So then how could you say she was there all night?
I didn't say she was there all night, Ron. I said
so
she was here.
So when I asked you, was she there all night, your answer should have been no. Don't give me no half-ass answers. That's the problem with y'all
that
trying to lie for your friend.
See, this is what we're talking about. It's not a half-ass answer. It's just an answer you don't want to hear. She was here, and then she left.
All right. You may have a point, but let me explain my point. When somebody asks you a question in a certain format, when you answer out of that format, usually it's because you're being deceptive in some way. Okay? So when you ask somebody a yes or no question and they don't answer with a yes or no question or yes or no answer, it's like, nah. So when I ask you a question, was this person here all A-L-L night, and you try to finagle it that sometime, this time, that time, time, up, down, time. Come on, stop it. Nobody's dumb. But y'all go lie to your brother for that funky bitch that sucked another nigga dick.
No. So listen, if I'm saying some shit to my brother, please believe I've already corrected her and her shit. Because I said, now, bitch, I know you ain't doing this to my brother. Now, you make a choice to leave this house at this time. You might not want to come back because you might have an ass with me. Wait. So.
Now, I'm going to talk to both of y'all 100% real. We all know that everybody's sexual lifestyle may not be the same cup of tea as everyone else's.
This is true.
So, that being said, by not answering honestly to your brother, you would have to have intimate knowledge of their sexual relationship and what is on, off the table, legal, illegal, cheating, and not cheating in their relationship. So when you don't give an accurate answer to your brother, you fucking all that shit up.
First of all, don't involve me in y'all's nonsense. Girl, stop coming over my house talking about when you with me and you not. Come over here no more.
You telling your brother not to come to your house no more? Is that what you're doing?
I'm telling his girlfriend, don't you come over my house no more. Don't tell your brother.
But why not? Listen, if your brother and this woman are like, yo, go fuck who you want to fuck, if they good with the entanglements, who are you to say no? You know what I'm saying? It's a problem.
Stop going to my house.
You stupid. Not no holidays or nothing?
You better not come over to my house. You better sit outside.
But what if, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're coming over to meet your parents. Your parents is over there. They're coming to meet the grandparents. No, they can't come over.
They should already have met my parents. No, you can't come in. Can't come to my house.
I mean, not for the first time. I mean, they're coming to meet them again. They're in town. We're coming to say hello. No?
What is this? Is this half a building half of you?
Oh shit, you're stupid.
Wait a minute, this piece is built up from here. I'm about to send this to y'all.
Oh shit. Yeah, to catch you a question.
Mhm.
Do you get a little tinge of anxiety every time she says she's going to send something to the office?
No. I don't get anxiety, but I know it's going to be some shit. Like, I know it's going to be something. Oh, Lord. See? It never fails.
See, that's the thing. I'm on my other phone right now, and I'm scared to look at this shit.
Man, the funny part is, I seen this shit on TikTok, and I was like, bitch. The buffoonery, man. Oh, my God.
This bitch is
like a motherfucker. Because she wants some goddamn hip. Oh, Lord, the damn trickery.
I'm not
my whole thing is, so now my question is, all right, so you shaped like a Coke bottle, right, because you done put the pads in and everything, right? So now y'all get back to the crib.
You
got to
take
them
off. And then you're going to be in the damn bathroom taking that bullshit off, and this nigga going to be on the bed all excited thinking he done got a thick old butter on, nice chunky, blessed or something. Can you come in that motherfucker all thin and shit? Nigga, I'm putting my hat on and I'm leaving. I'm saying I got to go.
It's one thing
if you decide you want to wear color contacts, you want to wear a wig. But, like, now you're changing, like, you're using pads to change the shape of your body. So when you take all of that off, like, he's going to know.
She went from
like,
being a fat
they're
going to
know. They're going to know that you're not shaped like a Coke bottle. They're going to know you shaped like a can of biscuits. So,
no,
I mean.
She went from being shaped like them big old fat pencils they used to give us when we was in school as a little bitty kid to a number two pencil. How you going to go from pink to a slim motherfucker? Get the fuck out of here. Like, nigga, that'll blow my whole goddamn drunk, too. I done been in the club rubbing all on this thick motherfucker on that damn Hennessy or me and Bestie's favorite, that damn Jack and Honey. And I done been rubbing all
right.
all on this all thick right,
motherfucker.
Dre,
that's not
Dre. Chicken. Oh, my God.
That can't be possible, Dre. That can't be possible. If you are in a club and you rubbing on that bitch and you don't feel how compact that package is, then nigga, you have never seen a woman.
But no, but look, that's the thing. You didn't see how, you got to see how long them fucking pads is. It ain't like I'm going to be rubbing from her damn waist all the way down her goddamn kneecap. Like this shit damn near at the damn bottom.
Wherever you touch, whichsoever spot upon her body that is covered by said contraption that you touch, you are going to feel like, God damn, this bitch is solid right here. No, because all that shit is together. Am I wrong, ladies?
No. The way them fucking pants look, man, them shits look like they might be soft. Them motherfuckers look like they might be soft. Because I'm quite sure they ain't going to have nothing too fucking hard and they on their damn body where they can't fucking move and they're going to be sitting in that motherfucker looking like RoboCop trying to goddamn
First of all, you got to realize the material to hold in that amount of fucking weight got to be sturdy. That's number one. Okay? Don't feel like skin. Don't feel like no cloth. That's what I'm saying in a regular outfit. But that's number one. Number two, all of that skin compacted now, nigga, you ever put 5 pounds of clothes in a 3 pound washing machine? That shit don't go, nigga. You be pushing down your hoodies and the fucking up to your long johns and shit trying to fit inside the what? It don't go. So to make that shit go, that bitch shit is tight. Yo, you ever felt a woman that just wears Spanx? And that shit is Spanx on crack.
I wear Spanx. Because I don't like my booty to jiggle.
And can you feel the difference between Spanx and just regular drawers?
Yeah, I can feel the difference, yeah.
I'm saying when you put your hand to your ass, you can feel that, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So now you just admitted you walk around grabbing and fondling your own ass.
But that's what you're supposed to do when you're in a house by yourself.
And what'd you say?
Huh?
That's what you're supposed to do when you're in a house by yourself. You're supposed to check it out. Yourself.
Cause I like what I see when I'm walking by me, when I'm walking past the mirror.
Exactly.
Did this nigga just break out singing fucking bitch?
That's what you're supposed to
January
do.
January 11th, nigga. It's a January 11th thing.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to check it on out.
You'd be like, good morning, gorgeous. That's my bitch. Y'all scream about Mary J. If y'all want to. That's my girl right there. Super Bowl queen.
Oh, no. Not with her ass. When she laid out on top of that damn roof, I said, is she okay? Is she all right?
No more drama.
Man, hey, Taylor, you know her concert is coming up next. The same people that promoted the New Edition concert is doing hers, so hers starts this summer. So you might as well get prepared for drunk old bitch.
I'm not going to be prepared for nothing because I'm not doing that. I heard Mary J. Blige live one time. And I said, I'm not doing that again.
You ain't fucking with drunk aunties?
No.
Boo. You about to be a drunk auntie, nigga.
Not today. Not today.
Not tomorrow.
And I'll be that in the comfort of my house. I'm not going outside to nobody's arena acting like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna be in my house.
And they announced it, and they was like, "Mary J. Blige, she will be coming on the new tour." Blah blah blah. I said, "It's gonna be a bunch of old drunk chicks out this motherfucker talking about some no more drama." Crying and carrying on, having flashbacks of a nigga they didn't fuck in the 90s and shit. Because this old ass bitch that was sitting behind me when Charlie was performing, this helper yelled out,
Charlie, are you with the Female Edition?
You with the Female Edition?
Yeah.
Pack your shit. Get out. Be gone. By the time I get it.
She said you got 48 hours.
Yeah, it was the last minute thing too. I wasn't going to go.
It's always the last minute thing. You were last minute.
Nah, it was last minute because I ain't had no ticket. Because when the car they told me she had a ticket, I wasn't going to go. I wasn't because them tickets was high school. The nosebleed was like fucking shit. Them motherfuckers were like $12.
You said the nosebleed was how much?
They were like $112, and you were sitting behind the stage. Like, this shit was terrible. They didn't drop the prices at all, yo. So I was like, fuck that. I'm used to them going to see New Edition for like $60 and $70. This shit was like the lower level was like one inch of change, like 190 something. Like, God, that was bugging.
Man.
And that's what I'm saying. So, that, like, that's y'all prices down there. Up here, it's like $200, $300.
Exactly. That's why I was like, that shit was high as fuck. You know? I was like, nah, they fucked
it. And then you got the nerve to be falling asleep. So you going to fall
exactly.
asleep. No.
And then moving and carrying on won't stay the fuck still. Like, you moving, going back and forth to the bathroom, back and forth to the bathroom. I'm like, these motherfuckers the whole time while they were sitting beside me, I guarantee they only heard three songs from everybody that was performing. They probably heard three songs because they kept going back and forth to the bathroom. And then every time they come back, the nigga had another goddamn beer. And he wasn't drinking regular beer. This nigga had the Flint's Malt Liquor Bull. He had the bull. Not the regular bull. Not that blue one. This nigga had the black and gold can. I didn't even know they sold it at the Coliseum.
Now, I told this
I'm
one
done.
Dude, I told him to go sit down. He said, what you say? I said, go sit down. I said, because I'm tired of you walking past me. And I'm tired of you asking me where the bathroom is. Go sit down. You don't need nothing else to drink. You don't need nothing else to eat. Go sit down.
That young girl that was sitting behind me, she was like, they got them bull tearing his ass up. That motherfucker. She said, if he stand up in front of my camera one more time while I'm trying to record Ronnie. I started laughing. I said, she's going to beat this nigga up trying to record Ronnie. And this nigga just kept getting up, going to the bathroom. That bull was tearing his ass up. And that old ass bitch behind me.
Y'all out here. They out here with these. First of all, can we talk about something? Can we talk about something? These fucking kitten heels. Can we talk about goddamn kitten heels? Excuse me, I know this is off topic, but ain't no reason for you to be out here having trouble walking in kitten heels. You ain't but 2 inches off the ground. That's it. It's only 2 inches. It ain't like it. Ain't no arch. Okay, you got on a wedge sandal without the wedge part. Like, go what? And they old asses in there with these guys. First of all,
leggings ain't for everybody. Leggings and crop tops is not for everybody. Okay? If you got a booty, do leggings and a crop top is not for you. These girls, these women and these girls was out here shaped like Gru from the fucking Despicable and everything. Like, Despicable Me Gru. Like, why you come out the house like that with these fucking kitten heels on? Now you talking about your feet hurt. Now you walking out. How your feet hurt? It's 2 inches. It's 2 inches of a heel. So now you walking around on the floor with no shoes on. What are you doing out here? It's a kitten heel. Ma'am, this is how you know you should have stayed your ass home. Go back in the house. Go back in the house. Go back in the house. And then they had the nerve, and then the guys had the nerve to be in there with their Easter suits on and shit, blue, yellow, green, orange, purple, red, lavender, royal blue, light blue, sky blue, lilac, honey, lilac from the top to the bottom. So he had on a hat, jacket, shirt, shoes, lilac.
Then they had
the track suits on, so they had the velour track suits on with the kitten heels.
So
now, where are you going?
So here's the thing. Okay, you know what they're doing. What they're doing is they see that shit on the internet. Because, you know, they'll have like a little sweatsuit, and they'll have somebody with the heels on and say sweatsuit. So they've been looking at the internet. Oh, that's dumb. I'm going to wear that like that for no, stupid, that's a sweatsuit. You're not supposed to wear them shoes with it.
I'm talking about track suits and kitten heels.
If you don't go sit your old ass down, Nana, go sit your ass down. You don't look right. And I'm mad at everybody that you came past that saw you. They let you come out like that. They let you come outside like that. Nobody was like, hey, that don't go together. Or maybe you shouldn't be wearing that lilac suit.
Uh-oh, girl. They have gone to the concert.
They really let you come out the house like that. Like, no.
Mm-mm. No. We don't talk about you looking a hot mess. I would never.
It was ridiculous.
I would never.
It was a good show, but some people was ridiculous. Like, I could not believe it. Like, wow, you really came out the house like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Been sitting around all day in that purple ass suit. There you go. Was ready at the door at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Show don't start until 8. I'm ready at 4.
And the show started at 8, and your ass was passed out at 8:30.
You didn't even see the show.
It was a guy. No, it was a guy. He was at the tables. He was at the tables near the bar area. We trying to get everybody out. Like, show is literally over. House lights on. We ready to go. We trying to wake him up. We had to get the EMTs because he would not wake up. So he finally got up, and we like, you know, so you got to exit the building. If you want, we could take you to the hospital, whatever the case may be. Why would you take me to the hospital? I'm waiting on New Edition. Sir. They've been off the stage.
Hey, Taylor, I got a question. Okay, because this happened at the show, too. How many motherfuckers came to the show late? And I ain't talking about super late. I'm talking about they got there when New Edition was damn near 5 songs in.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
They came in, and then they wanted, and then they was like, all right, we had people that, like, they came in, and New Edition was like, they had, like, 3 songs left. So then they wanted their refund. Like, I don't know what y'all use down there, but at my arena, we strictly go with Ticketmaster. Our arena is sponsored by Ticketmaster.
Yeah, they down here, Ticketmaster, too.
So people be buying tickets on StubHub and SeatGeek and everything else. We had these women. It was like 7 of them. They had bought tickets from SeatGeek. All of them tickets was bogus.
Wow.
All of them was bogus.
I don't know what.
And then it wasn't
even,
and it was so bad. It was so bad to the point where it was like, Even if it was like, all right, well, we could find, we'll take you to the section and then whatever. First of all, there was no seats. There was no seats available, like, at all. So there was seating. It was so packed that there were people that was in the press box. The press box is one floor away from the roof because, again, we do sporting events there. So that's where all the press is, and that's where they get their pictures from, all the way at the top. Again, it's one floor away from the roof. Like, it's people all the way up there, all the way down to the floor. There are no seats. Like, there is no room to put extra people. And they was like, well, you could just take us to the section. We'll stand. I'm like, this section ain't even a real section. Like, our sections go up to 231. They had tickets for section 512. We don't have that, ma'am.
These chicks came in late as fuck. They're talking about who are we and Miss? I was like, Miss, I missed the whole show. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, y'all talking about who are we Miss? The show clearly says Charlie Wilson, Jodeci featuring DJ Kool. Y'all missed every fucking body. New Edition is on stage. Like, what the fuck? And then the one girl's like, I told your stupid ass to take the damn right. These motherfuckers were coming from Charlotte, and somehow they got lost. I'm like, that's a straight damn shot. You can't miss the fucking exit. It's going to say Coliseum exit right there when you come in. Like, what the fuck?
Nah, man. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. They really do. Like, people don't follow directions, and people don't listen. And then women was really upset. They was like, oh, my God, because they were there when the doors opened. So, yeah. Like, when I saw the ticket, because I was going to go do something. I wasn't ticketing that day. I was actually inside. But I was going to go do something. And the girl, one of the girls, she was new. She was like, this ticket is not scanning. And I looked at the ticket. I said, because this shit fake.
Hmm.
That's
and the lady got mad as hell. Don't you call my ticket fake and da 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 da. I said, where you get that ticket from? You got it from SeatGeek or StubHub? She said StubHub. I said the shit is fake. I'm gonna tell you that's why you're not getting in because it's fake.
Hmm.
No, it's not. I pay $800 for these tickets and blah 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 blah.
Hmm.
I said, ma'am, we don't even have a 500 section in this building.
Oh, I'd have been mad. They sitting on the goddamn roof. They on the roof. They on the outside of the roof, 500.
They in the parking lot at this point. They in the parking lot. Like, you about to listen to this from the parking lot. That's the best you could do. Not even because we hold hockey games there, so it's insulated, so you can't hear nothing once you outside. So, I don't know what you want me to do. She was like, my tickets is not fake. My tickets, I'm like, ma'am, let me show you how your tickets are fake. This is a map of the arena. You see how this says 1 to 22, and then this says 100 to 131. You see how this says 200 to 231. Where do you see 500 on this map? Show me 500 on this map. Show me. Show me where you see that at.
And if she ain't got the money, she out of luck. She gonna have to turn right around and buy them another ticket.
It wasn't no tickets to buy. That's what I'm saying. It was none. There were no tickets. There wasn't even enough chairs for the staff that was on the floor to sit down. There were no. Mm-hmm. There was nothing. 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 It was nothing. At least they're not greedy enough to sell tickets behind the stage. But that was it. And they stood there and they fought with management the entire time. Like the entire time. Oh my God. I bought these tickets. We came all the way from Pennsylvania, blah 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 blah. Guess what? You're not about to see shit. Because usually when that happens, like 9 times out of 10, they'll try to accommodate the guests. So they'll like put them somewhere. But there was no place to put them. Like we had to make extra rows with folding chairs for people. That's how packed it was. Like, there's no place to put you. There's no place to put you. All the ADA seating was taken. The wheelchair seats was taken. Like, it was no place to put these people. And I tell people all the time, if you want to buy tickets for something, save your money and buy them tickets through Ticketmaster. Don't be trying to be like, oh, I want to wait till the day of, and then I'm going to get my tickets
for $100 through SeatGeek. No, because guess what's going to happen? You're not going to see shit. You're not going to see shit. And I told her, I said, to be honest, them tickets were sold out for months. Like, when they announced that the tickets were available, I think, like, the week later, like, them tickets were sold out. So, you wasn't going to see nobody. And it was really like, but we traveled all the way. And you could travel back.
Yeah, that's
and you could travel back. At least on the way home, it's not going to be no traffic. Get there safely. and have a good night.
Stay blessed.
Stay blessed. Make sure you sanitize, too. Have a good night. Like, that's what I told her. Like, I don't know what else to say to you, but yeah, no, you're not about to see Ricky Bobby, man. You're not about to see nobody. That ticket is fake, man. It is fake. It is fake. No, you know, when somebody made some real money. Because the day before that, we had the Justin Bieber concert. They made money. Them girls was on Twitter just buying tickets from folks. All them tickets was fake.
Oh, hey, best friend, you missed it too. I was coming out the joint, and this motherfucker said, "We got one left. We got one left." Buy your new edition shirt. We got one left. We got one left.
One girl, she came. She came for the VIP package, and she was like, "Okay, I'm here." We scanned her ticket. I said, "Ma'am," I said, all of this is wrong. I said, "You don't have no VIP package." She was like, "But," I'm like, "You don't got no VIP package, nor do you have a ticket, honey." She was like, "Oh," she's like, "This say general admission, da da da." I'm like, "Ma'am, you don't have no general admission.
You don't have a seat.
He does not have a pit, honey. I'm so sorry. This ticket is. So where can I get one from? You can't. You can't. Like, there's no, you can't." She was like, "Oh, my God, I bought these tickets weeks ago." You're not getting it. You're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah,
you're not going to
hear
him sing, "Baby, baby, baby, Yeah, you're not going to hear none of that. I'm sorry. So she had her little nervous breakdown or whatever. So then she called her dad, and then her dad came. So he came. He wanted to let me know that he was a North cop, and I had to tell him that I didn't give a shit. And then he was like, "Oh, well, I bought these tickets for her birthday." I said, "Well, unfortunately, you bought some bogus tickets, and she still can't get in here." And she's not going to be able to get in here. "I want to speak to your boss." "Okay." Bye.
Don't you love it when they say, "I want to speak to your boss," knowing goddamn well the boss is going to tell you the same fucking thing?
Okay. I got him, and I was kind enough. One of the guys was walking by. I said, "The tour security," I said, "Hey, come here. You can join in this, too." I got him involved. Yeah, like, where'd you get this ticket from?
Oh, I got it from SeatGeek and da 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 da. He's like, yeah, no. Mm-mm. No. He's like, well, you know, can she at least do the VIP? No. He was like, I paid, how much did he say he paid? He paid $3,000 for these tickets. It was for his two daughters. I said, well, you just out $3,000, sir.
Mm-mm.
Better go home and put the CD in.
Okay. You better load up Spotify. Baby, oh, you better. Because you're not going to see him tonight. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. Like, you're not going to see it. And people be like, oh, you giving everybody a hard time because you don't got to pay to see the show. I'm like, I'm not giving nobody a hard time. I'm just telling you the truth. Like, you got scammed. Like, don't be mad at me because you bought tickets from some stranger on Twitter. You bought tickets from some rando on Twitter. Like, don't be mad at me. I'm only doing my job. Barely. I'm doing more than what I'm supposed to be doing. Because I really could have just said, you can't get in, and that was it. At least I'm telling you why you can't get in. She really was crying. She's like, oh, my God. I said, you better put them pennies together and try to get them tickets in June for Barclays or MSG.
Damn. Yeah. Well, guys and gals, we have reached recorded time. It is now 11:30 where I am, 12:30 where you are. Next week we shall see what happens because I'll be somewhere. And not at all. Oh, we shall see. Y'all be good. Don't get in trouble at no more concerts. Nobody go take you and fake tickets and shit.
Okay. All right.
Bye,
y'all. All right. Good night.
Good night.